Turn your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. This verse, these series of verses I'm going to read to you are verses that would apply to your pastor. Advance America was started in the basement of a church November 22nd, 1980. Does anybody remember the name of Advance America before it was Advance America? We changed the name in 1997. Does anybody remember what it was? Very good. Citizens Concerned for the Constitution. That was the name of Advance America when we started November 22nd, 1980. Now, before I read these verses, I want to say something about your pastor. Your pastor is like his father in that he stands without apology for the truth of the Word of God. I have done this now for over 35 years. I've traveled the state of Indiana. I've spoken outside the state of Indiana. Can I tell you what's happening in America and Indiana today? Churches that used to stand for the truth of the Word of God are backing up from the Word of God. They're leaning more on programs or events or things like that that they think they need to do in order to build the church. They've forgotten that this is not their church, it's the Lord's church. And they've forgotten that it is not their job to build the church. It's their job to proclaim the truth of the Word of God and let the Lord build the church. Your pastor has stood now, 11 years now as the senior pastor of this church. He is a good friend of this ministry. He's a good friend of mine. And I just want to tell you, it is refreshing to come to an old-fashioned, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church on a Wednesday night midweek service to be able to talk to you about the things that are going on in your government. Don't take for granted the church that you've got, the pastor that you've got. Your pastor is in the crosshairs, as is this church, of Satan and his demonic hordes. They want to destroy the effectiveness of this church. They want to destroy the effectiveness of the pastor and his family. So please, earnestly pray for your pastor. Pray for his family, pray for those that work with him, because we need more pastors like Pastor Jerry Ross. Thank you for your stand. Give your pastor a round of applause, please. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 23. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, verse 24, Son of man, say unto her, the nation of Israel, thou art the land that is not cleansed, nor rained upon in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets, the religious people, in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls, they have taken the treasure and precious things, they have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Verse 26, her priests, again the religious people, have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Then the political people, verse 27, her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves, ravening the prey, to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. Back to the religious people. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. Now the citizens, the people, verse 29. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. God is saying, look, Ezekiel, tell them, the religious people have gone astray. The political people have gone astray. And the people have gone astray. And then the Word of God speaks to us through verse 30 in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. And it's the same as in America, as in Jacksonville, tonight, January 13th, 2016. And I sought for a man, one. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. What a sad commentary. God looked down at the nation of Israel and said, is there anybody? the political people, they've all gone astray. The religious people have all gone astray. And the people of the land, they've turned their back on me too. Is there anybody? Sounds a little bit like if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. These are troublesome times for America and for Indiana. But it is not hopeless. It is not. God is still looking for somebody to take him at his word and say, I believe you, God. I believe you. That if I pray, you'll answer. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. It's time for the people of God to stop looking at circumstances and looking at things that are going on and getting disheartened, discouraged, and down in the dumps. And it's time to turn from looking at them to look up to a holy God who's still on the throne and a soon coming Savior who's coming back, and to say, you still left me here, Lord, to occupy till you come back and to be salt and light. And by the grace of God, that's what I'm going to do. I will be that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that teenager, that young man. Lord Jesus, thank you for the chance to be in a church that does not apologize for the truth of the Word of God, for a church that believes everything in the Bible and is striving to apply the principles of the Word of God to their lives and to this church. Thank you for a pastor that has stood by the ministry of Advance America and myself these many, many years and is continuing to take a stand in the church, in the community, in the culture in which we live, to let people know there is a God in heaven. Certain things are right, certain things are wrong. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun and a Savior to accept. Thank you for that pastor that stands without apology for your word, and thank you for the chance to be here tonight. Lord, I pray that everybody here tonight will go out of here not discouraged, but maybe a little bit irritated with what's going on, but knowing that they, through your help and your guidance and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, can accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your envelope that you got, and let's open that up. There are some things in here I want to mention to you, and then we're going to take a poll. Everybody gets to vote tonight. Wow, and talking about voting, and look who walks in. Your state representative, Bruce Borders. Give him a round of applause. In here, you do. You get to take, we're going to take a poll. Bruce, Representative Borders, I'm so glad that you're here, because all the time they show them up at the State House, this poll, this poll, this poll, this poll. When he goes back tomorrow, he can say, they took a poll. Amen. At Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Can I tell you about the poll? And they'll say, was it 60-40? Was it 70-30? Was it 50-50? We'll see in just a minute. Now, you have a card there. Keep that legal card. All the attorneys in my office are Christian attorneys. We handle a variety of legal cases. If you have a legal need, call us. We don't charge for that initial phone call. And one of the big things that we handle, you've got another thing there. It says glove compartment accident guide. We've got more of these back at our table. And I'm so glad my wife, Vicki, is with me tonight. We wanted to be here Sunday night, but it didn't work out. There's a little thing called snow, ice, wind. Hoosier winters, right? Anyway. And so, you know, I would like to take a break and go someplace warm in January, February, March, and April. But you can't leave the legislators alone. Will Rogers used to say, every day Congress is in session, freedom is in danger. Yeah. It's the same thing with the Indiana General Assembly. If they were all like Bruce Borders, I could take a break and go to Florida for a week. But I can't now. I've got to keep an eye on them over there. Anyway, glove compartment accident guide. Put that in your car. Jim Waters, who travels with me a lot, this is what he does. If you're ever involved in a personal injury accident case and we can help you, please call. That's Jim Specialty, anywhere in the state of Indiana. If you need more than one, because you have more than one vehicle, then pick up another one back there at the table. Now, before we get to the other three things, I want to take the poll. But before I take the poll, I want to tell you about Advance America real quickly. Advance America was started November 22, 1980, with just 10 people. Our job is to be your eyes and ears in state government. That's what I've done for over 35 years. You don't have time to go to the State House every day. You don't have time to read the more than 1,000 bills. You don't have the time to attend the committee hearings. You don't have the time to talk to the 100 representatives and 50 state senators. You don't have that time. So that's what we've done now for over 35 years. And this church has partnered with us for years and years and years. Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, church, for doing that. You've been partners in this battle for freedom and righteousness for many, many years. So we review the bills. We send out videos now. How many of you get my emails? Would you raise your hand? How many of you have email, but you're not getting my emails? Would you raise your hand now? Everybody needs to get my email. There are enough people here around Sullivan and Greene and Vigo County that you can send a huge signal to the State House, because 10 to 15 emails or phone calls on most issues is an avalanche. But you get my video and you share that with people. You get my emails and you share that with people. And then you send an email, you make a phone call. It really does make a difference. So we review the bills. I testify before committees. We put out voter guides that you've gotten for years and years, so you know who to vote for based upon biblical values. The issues we're going to talk about tonight are not Republican or Democrat. They are right versus wrong. I have a lot of Republicans that don't appreciate me at the State House. I have a lot of Democrats that don't appreciate me at the State House. My job is not to be popular at the State House. My job is to stand for righteousness and truth at the State House. That's my job. And so along the way, I have the privilege of working with people like Representative Bruce Borders, who stands with us on these issues. Those that don't stand with us on these issues, I still work with them, because we still need to let them know what we want done at the State House. But you help me out when you make those phone calls and you send those emails and you write those letters. Now, are you ready for the poll? Everybody ready for the poll? Because now, Representative Borders, you've got a very good memory, but did you get one of my envelopes when you came in? I cannot believe that. Do we have an usher back there that can give him an envelope, please? Thank you. Because I want him to take the back of the envelope and take out his pen and put down 1, 2, and 3. He's going to take the poll results back with anybody he talks to. Here is the first question. Thank you. Here is the first question. Are you ready? Now, pay attention. Boys and girls, men and women, teenagers, don't miss this. You have the chance to participate in a poll that somebody can take back to the State House. Are you ready for this? Okay. Should a boy who now says he's a girl, he's still a boy. Should a boy who says he is a girl and he goes to the public school be able to go into the girls' restroom and the girls' locker room? If you think it's all right for a boy to go in the girls' restroom or girls' locker room in the public school, help me out in this poll. Raise your hand if you think that's okay. Representative Borders, would you put down 0? 0 think it's okay. And 100% say it's not okay. Okay, second question for the poll. Poll question number 2. Should a man, like you just saw in the video, should a man who says he is a woman, Caitlyn Jenner, he's still Bruce Jenner, he will always be a man, he can have his hair a certain way, he can have operations, he can wear eyelashes, he can have long fingernails, he is still a man. And God don't make any mistakes, all right? He was born a man, he's going to die a man. Now, you ready for it? Here's the second question. Should a man who believes he is a woman be able to go into a restaurant, a department store, or along the interstate, a rest area? Should that man be able to go into a women's restroom or a women's locker room? Now, wait. If you think it's okay for a man who says he's a woman to go into that women's restroom or women's locker room, would you raise your hand? Nobody. Representative Borders, would you put down on your poll, 100% say no man in women's restrooms? Got a third one for you now. Think about this one. A baker in Jasonville, Hymera, Terre Haute, Sullivan, Linton, Bloomfield, anywhere in Indiana, should a Christian man who has a bakery, he has a flower shop, he has a photography business, or he has a facility that he rents out for weddings, should a Christian man who is a baker, photographer, florist, two homosexuals come to their business and say, I want you to bake a cake for my homosexual wedding. Want to have flowers for my homosexual wedding. Want you to come and photograph my homosexual wedding. I want to rent your facility for the reception after my homosexual wedding. And the Christian man says, I can't do it because I can't participate in your homosexual wedding because I believe marriage should be between one man and one woman. Amen. Should the government be able to punish a Christian businessman that says, I can't do it. If you come into my bakery, I'll sell you donuts. But I can't bake the cake for your wedding because it's not right. I can't do it. Should the government be able to punish that Christian businessman? If you think it's okay for the government to punish that Christian businessman, would you raise your hand? Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody. Let me tell you something. The first question about boys in girls' restrooms in the public schools, there are some legislators an hour and a half away from here that disagree with you. Senators and representatives. The second question on the poll, men in women's restrooms, there are legislators in both parties in the House and Senate that disagree with you. Third question, punishing Christian businessmen who say, I can't participate because it violates my biblical beliefs. There are legislators in both parties, in the House and Senate, that disagree with you. You say, that's not right. It is not right. This is not a state on the East or the West Coast. This is Indiana. The battle has come to Indiana. Now, let me tell you why we're in this mess. Now I'm going to tell you what you can do about it. We are in a war. We are in a war with a radical agenda that is targeting the children of the state of Indiana. Don't miss this. This is all not just happening. It's all connected. I want to help you connect the dots real quickly. Why are we having a debate about protecting girls in the public schools and women and girls in women's facilities around Indiana and punishing Christian business people? Because there is a radical sexual agenda that is targeting the children and the churches and the Christian businessmen of Indiana. Here it is real quickly. This radical agenda wants to capture the hearts and minds of the children and pervert their minds into thinking that things that are immoral are okay. Let me prove it to you. If you believe today that marriage is to be between one man and one woman, then what are you? You are a bigot, according to some. You are a homophobe. You're intolerant, and you're wrong. Oh, because we believe the same thing that most people have believed in America since our founding. They want to teach the kids in the public schools beginning in elementary school that whatever you want to do with your own body, that's your business. That you can be immoral at any point in time, that's your business. And anybody that disagrees with you is bigoted, a homophobe, and wrong. They're teaching little kids. I spoke to 270 pastors the other day, Pastor Ross, and Christian leaders, 270. A lady raised her hand. She said, Mr. Miller, my husband teaches in the public school. And in the elementary classes, there are 5 students who believe they are another sex. Boys believe they're a girl. And they're probably using the girls' restroom in that public school. Had a Christian principal come to me and talk to me about that happening in his school. And he said, no, that's not going to happen here. Their goal is to teach little children. Little boys, if you want to be a girl today, that's okay. That's not okay. And little boys and little girls, whatever you want to do with your own body, that's your business. They need to be taught to keep themselves pure until they get married, and then to stay married to the one the Lord has provided to them, and that's a man and a woman. The other side, this radical sexual agenda, is out to capture the hearts and minds of the children and destroy their innocence. And that same agenda is working against us at the State House. They're also opposed to Christian businessmen that have the audacity to say that we believe marriage is to be between one man and one woman. So what they're doing to target anybody that believes that way is there are bills at the State House filed now to punish Christian businessmen. You ready for this? The fine that they can be fined, according to the people promoting these bills, is $50,000 for the first offense. You know what they're telling these Christian businessmen? You either change what you believe or we're going to punish you. We'll take your business. We'll take your home. We'll take your job. We're going to punish you. But they're also after the church. You know why? Think with me. You are very fortunate to have a Christian school at Blessed Hope. And you're fortunate for those of you that homeschool, we've been able to keep that free in the state of Indiana as well. You know why? Because God gave children to parents to raise in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He did not give children to the government. So if you choose to place them in a Christian school, that's your business. If you choose to homeschool, that's your business. And if you choose to place them in a public school, that's your choice. But praise the Lord, you've got an option in Indiana to choose a good Christian school right here in Blessed Hope, or to teach them at home. Or if you choose a public school, that's your choice. But this radical sexual agenda has a problem. You see, they've got to destroy the main source that teaches truth to people. If a child, stay with me, if a child does not go, that lives in this area, does not go to this church, or to another Bible-believing church, does not go to a church that teaches the truth about sexuality, about purity, about morality. If they don't teach those children that, and the children only get from the media, the internet, or their friend down the street, what they think is right about immorality, morality, purity, then they could grow up with a very warped sense of what is right and what is wrong. But if they come to this church, say for vacation Bible school, or they come on a bus route, and they have the chance to learn the truth, then you have a chance to give them the truth of the Word of God, to where they can accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, have the Holy Spirit living within, so when they hear from somebody in the neighborhood or on TV, and they're reading their Bible, and they're growing in the Lord, and the Holy Spirit yells out, lie, lie. You have a chance to reach children that this agenda is out to destroy their innocence and their heart and their mind. Keep running those buses. Keep inviting people, because you're investing in souls and eternity. Don't grow weary, even when it's 20 degrees below zero outside and the bus has trouble starting and those seats don't get warm until you head home after church. You know, I've been there. I was a bus captain for 12 years. I understand that. But now stay with me. They've got to destroy the fountain of truth. That's Bible-believing churches. So how are they going to do it? They're going to pass hate crime laws that say if you preach that homosexuality is a sin, you can go to jail or be fined. They'll take away your property tax exemption. They'll have lawsuits filed against you if you refuse to hire somebody that doesn't match up with biblical values. People say, Eric, they will never, ever attack the church in Indiana. Really? That's the same people that said we'd never have homosexual marriages in Indiana, too. That's the same group of people that say it's okay. Those that are against us that say it's okay for a boy to go into a girl's restroom in a public school. You say, is that happening anywhere else? The entire state of California has a law that says a boy that says he's a girl and he's mine can use the girl's restroom and the girl's locker room beginning in elementary school in the entire state of California. Atherton High School, Louisville, Kentucky, same thing. Troy, Ohio, same thing. Hillsboro, Missouri, same thing. Indiana in certain places, same thing. I had a state rep tell me last week, they had a teacher tell them, in fifth grade, there were 5 students who were claiming to be a different sex in the fifth grade in a school in Indiana, probably using the wrong restroom and later on the wrong locker room. It's come to Indiana. So you say, I don't like this. I don't either. Somebody's got to take a stand for what's right. Somebody has got to protect the children and the women and children of Indiana, because if we do not, they're going to wind up coming after the churches and the pastors too. So what are we going to do about it? I'm glad you asked. Take the 2 sheets that you've got that say urgent alert. Let me highlight what you need to do. And please take out a pen, because I'm going to give you a website, an email that everybody needs to do to send an email tonight. Everybody, 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 everybody needs to send an email tonight. So take out a pen, please. It's a short email address. I'm going to give that to you in just a minute. Take out the first alert that says, help protect the women and children of Indiana. By the way, you need to pray for Brother Borders. I heard recently, Brother Borders has a target on his back, if you will. Brother Borders is one of a handful of legislators that stands without apology for biblical values at the State House. Republicans, Democrats can come to him. Very wealthy corporations can come to him and say, we want you to vote a certain way, which is against the Bible. He's not going to do it. We need more people like him. His colleague who is going to be here, who could not be here tonight, represented Bob Heaton, grew up in Clay City, same type of person, stands with us on these issues I'm going to talk to you about tonight. Help protect the women and children of Indiana, issue number 1. Keep boys out of girls' restrooms and girls' locker rooms in the public schools. Senate Bill 35, authored by Senator Jim Toms, and House Bill 1031, authored by Representative Rhonda Rhodes, will keep boys out of girls' restrooms and girls' locker rooms in the public schools. We must protect the privacy and safety of girls in the public schools, period. Issue number 2, keep men out of women's restrooms and women's locker rooms throughout Indiana. Senate Bill 35, along with House Bill 1079, authored by, again, here, it's Senate Bill 35, that's Senator Jim Toms, and the House Bill, Representative Tim Harmon, will keep men, including sexual predators, rapists, and child molesters, out of women's restrooms and women's locker rooms throughout the state of Indiana in locations like restaurants, department stores, fitness facilities, and public pools. Right now, in the state of Indiana, you go to a restaurant in Terre Haute. You travel to Terre Haute, you go to a restaurant. You got your daughter with you, you got your granddaughter, you got your wife with you. They head off to the ladies' room. In Indiana today, legally, a man can walk in after your wife, your daughter, and your granddaughter. Legally today. Today in Indiana. Your wife, your mom, your sister, your daughter, your granddaughter is not safe in a public restroom anywhere in Indiana. Because legally, a man, including a sexual predator, can walk in after them legally today. Today, if the school board, do we have a public school in Jacksonville? In Jacksonville, today, if a man came to school, elementary, middle, high school, with his son, today in Jacksonville, and says, my son believes he's a woman today, he's a girl today. And the principal goes, man, I don't want any problems with the media. I don't want any problems with the Civil Liberties Union. I just want any problems. And the dad goes, look, he's going to start dressing as in a dress. He doesn't want to be called Jim anymore. He wants to be called Jenny now. And he is now a girl. And I want you to address him as a girl. And he gets to use the girl's restroom and locker room, right? If that principal and that school board says, we don't want to fight, like they have in other places, and said, okay, then beginning immediately, that boy could start showering with the girls and use the girl's restroom in Jacksonville, Indiana. Period. That's why we want to pass a bill to say it can't happen in Jacksonville or any place else in the public school, and it can't happen in a women's restroom, women's locker room, anywhere in Indiana. So what do? Action plan for victory. Call, email, or write your state senator. Right above that, I want you to write this email address. Write S39 at iga.in.gov. Write that down, everybody. You need to get this word to everybody. S39, the number 39, S39 at iga.in.gov. Right beside that, Senator Eric Bassler. Senator Eric, E-R-I-C, Bassler. B as in boy, A-S-S-L-E-R. He is the senator for this area. Tonight, when you go home, you need to sit down at your computer and you need to send this note to Senator Eric Bassler. Dear Senator Bassler, and just repeat what I've got here. Please vote yes for Senate Bill 35 to keep boys out of girls' restrooms and girls' locker rooms in the public schools and to keep men out of women's restrooms and women's locker rooms around Indiana. We must protect the women and children in Indiana. Please let me know how you will vote. Put your name and your address on that. If you don't get an answer in 1 week, send it again. But think about 5 other people, maybe 10 other people, all the people on your email list, send that to them and say, please send it to Senator Bassler. I have spoken to Senator Bassler personally about this. I don't know if he'd fully read the bill yet or had seen it, but he hasn't yet taken a position I'm aware of on this bill. So you need to contact him tonight and ask him. Now, below that, step number 2, call, email, or write your state representative. Now, you don't need to call, email, or write your state representative in this area because he's sitting in the back of the room. Saves you an email, okay? Because, watch this, I'm going to do this publicly. I did not ask him if I could do this. Representative Borders, do you support House Bill 1031 to keep boys out of girls' restrooms in the public schools?
Absolutely.
You don't need to write him, okay. Now, Representative Borders, do you support House Bill 1079 to keep men out of women's restrooms and women's locker rooms?
Absolutely.
See, you don't need to write it. But I tell you something, I already talked to him about the bill back at the State House, but can I tell you something else? I didn't even need to ask him. You know why? I knew what he'd do. I knew what he would do, okay? But please pray for him and send him notes every once in a while thanking him for what he's doing. And your email address is H46... I did it again, didn't I?
That's right.
H45 at iga.in.gov. H45 at iga.in.gov. Maybe once a week. They're in session now till March. Once a week. Just send him a note. Say, hey, prayed for you today. Thank you for what you're doing. Just a simple note like that. It really is important to do that. He's under tremendous pressure to cave in up there. Now, this is the first issue. Now, second issue, please take the other sheet. It says Senate Bill 100 must be stopped. Still got your pen? Because there's something else you got to write here in just a minute. We must protect religious freedom in Indiana. Watch this. The government should not punish Hoosiers who believe in marriage between one man and one woman, period. There is a major effort at the State House right now, and there is, to pass harmful legislation that would give the government the right to punish a Christian business owner, a baker, florist, photographer, who refuses to participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony because they believe marriage is only to be between one man and one woman. It's wrong for the government to punish Hoosiers who believe marriage should only be between one man and one woman. It's wrong for the government to attack and take away religious freedom in Indiana. It's wrong for the General Assembly to pass a bill to give government approval, legal recognition, and special rights to individuals based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. This attack on Christian business owners in Indiana and on religious freedom in Indiana must be stopped. Now watch this. If the government can punish a Christian business owner who believes marriage is only to be between one man and one woman, then the next step will be to punish churches and pastors that believe that too. So the action plan, right-hand side. Take your pen out again. Step number 1, call, email, or write your state senator. You got to write in another bill, so pay attention to me. Put up there step number 1. Put again, this is Senator Eric Bassler. That's who you're going to. So you're going to send 2 emails to Senator Bassler. 2 emails. When you go home tonight, before you get a snack, I'm still on the road, okay? Before you get a snack, the only thing you can do before you send the emails is have family devotions, okay? You can have family devotions. The kids can even brush their teeth. And then after that, before you turn on the TV, before you do anything else, I guess if you haven't read your Bible, read your Bible, okay. And then send an email. Senator Eric Bassler, S39@iga.in.gov. This is what you're going to say to him now, but you need to write something in there, so pay attention. Please vote no on Senate Bill 100, and then add this in, Senate Bill 344. They've snuck in another bill to try to slide something through. So when he sees this from you, he's going to go, oh no, those people found out about what we're doing up there. It says, please vote no on Senate Bill 100 and Senate Bill 344. Then continue on with the message. And any other bills that attack religious freedom in Indiana, that give special rights to people based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and would punish a Christian business owner who refuses to participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony, please let me know how you will vote. Put your name, your address. Two of you, husband and wife, send two emails. One from the wife, one from the husband. You've got a teenager at home with you, a young adult. He's 18. He can vote. He ought to send one too. But then send this to everybody you know. Send them to my website. Start getting our emails. We're going to put out another video almost every week during the session. You need to share these videos with people. You need to make more people mad around the state about what's going on up there. They need to hear from you. So the only way they're going to get this information is to get it from us. So you're going to contact Senator Bassler with this second message. Now, you don't need to send somebody to Representative Borders, because I'm going to ask him again. Representative Borders, will you vote no on any bill like Senate Bill 100 or Senate Bill 344 that attacks religious freedom, gives special rights to people on sexual orientation, gender identity, and would punish Christian business owners? Will you vote against all those? You know, and I want to commend him for that. He wrote a letter to Attorney General Greg Zeller pointing out why these bills are unconstitutional. Because you shouldn't pass a law that punishes somebody based upon their religious beliefs. Amen. Period. Think with me. Today in Indiana, a Christian business owner in Indiana today, a baker, can have somebody walk in and say, I want you to bake a cake or I want you to provide donuts for a big gay pride parade. And the guy goes, I can't do it. I can't promote that. Today in Indiana, he can say that. These bills pass. And if he has more, according to one bill, more than 3 employees or more than 5 employees, I don't care if they say you can have 100 employees, because it's still wrong. Because if we let him pass a bill that says, well, if you've got 100 employees, then you can find somebody to bake the cake. No. If it's your business, they shouldn't tell you how to run your business. Second of all, if they can say 100 employees today, it can be 5 next year. It can be 1 the next year. It's the principle. If they pass these bills and that Christian baker says, I can't do it, he can be fined up to $50,000 the first time. It's wrong. It's wrong, it's wrong, it's wrong. So that's why you need to contact Senator Bassler with just that message. Now, you say, Eric, we need to get the word to Eric. I didn't know about all this. I did not know about all this. Eric, I've even been seeing some of your emails. Folks, I don't put out an email just to put out an email. If you get an email, try to watch it, the video in the next 24 hours, and send that on to everybody. You can put the video up on Facebook. Get it to everybody you can. But we need your help to get truth out around the state now, while the session's going on. Then later on, we'll be putting out voter guides before the election. We need your help year-round. Pastor, again, thank you for the support from the church, the prayer support, and the financial support. Take that last item real quickly. I'm going to wrap this up in 3 minutes. Proud Hoosier Partnership. Some of you have joined the Proud Hoosier Partnership in the past. When you join, this is my latest book, came out last Wednesday. Has all the emails for the House and Senate, how a bill becomes a law, information on the 2016 election, information that you need to know about how the legislative process works, and you get a patriotic DVD or a patriotic book when you join the Proud Hoosier Partnership. What does it cost to join the Proud Hoosier Partnership? Less than a large pizza at Pizza Hut once a month. $8 a month, $96 for the year. Turn it up like that. You can fill this out tonight. Your tithe belongs in this local church. This is over and above the tithe. But if you care, and I know you care, you say, Eric, I want to help get truth out around the state. I want you to let other people around the state know the battles that are going on. I want you to help get out voter guides. I want you to keep producing these videos. Eric, I'm going to join the Proud Hoosier Partnership. You can do it by way of a credit card, a debit card, a check, or cash. And you can join for $8 a month for a year or $96. If you say, my credit card is good for the next 3 years, Eric, I want to do $8 a month and I want it to keep on going. I'm in, Eric, until the Lord calls me home. I'm going to be part of this battle. Then you can check automatic renewal. A debit card, a credit card, check, or cash. You can get the books tonight. If you say, I didn't bring that with me, then send it in. Right after you send the emails, take this out of your Bible. Don't let it sit there for the next 3 or 4 months because then the session's over. After you send the email, if you're going to do something tonight, then please take it out, tear this off, and say, I can do this. I'm going to send this to Brother Miller. I'm going to put in my credit card number. We don't sell or give our mailing list to anybody. Nobody. I'm going to use a credit card. I'm going to send a check. I'm going to do $8 a month, $96 for a year, mail it tonight, or give it to Vicki and me back there at the table tonight. Help us get truth out around the state. The battle for the hearts and minds of the children is taking place at the State House right now. Right now. The battle to protect girls in the public schools from boys being in the girls' restroom and girls' locker room is taking place at the State House now. The battle to protect women and girls in women's facilities around Indiana is taking place at the State House now. The battle to destroy religious freedom and attack Christian business owners and elevate sexual activity above religious freedom is taking place at the State House now. The time to take a stand for righteousness in the culture is now. We need your prayers. I'm outmanned over there at the State House, maybe 50 to 75 people to one. That's how many other lobbyists and people are over there right now working against us. They have millions and millions of dollars they're using to influence the legislature. Already, I heard that they're trying to recruit somebody to run against Bruce in the next election coming up this year, and they've already offered somebody an initial payment of $25,000 if they'll run against Bruce Borders. We've got to get truth out to people around the state so they know who's standing with us and who's not standing with us. And when you find somebody like Bruce Borders that stands with you, then you need to help him. I'm not telling you to vote for. I'm just telling you if you find a candidate that stands with you on biblical values, you need to help them. You need to pray for them. You need to encourage them. You need to help them. And so he's already got a bounty, if you will, on his head of an initial payment to somebody of $25,000 to help get rid of him. We need your prayers. Bruce needs your prayers. Bob Heaton needs your prayers. Eric Bassler needs your emails tonight. Okay? And then, for those of you that can, join the Proud Hoosier Partnership. Help us get truth out around the state. Edmund Burke said, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. He must have been reading Ezekiel 22:30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. I just have a feeling, because I know this church, I know this preacher, that in this church, we got a whole lot of people that are willing to say, I'll stand. I will stand for righteousness. I will stand in the gap to protect the innocence of the children and protect women and girls and protect religious freedom. I will stand. Lord Jesus, may we be found faithful. Every day that you give us in our homes, in the church and in the government, taking a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and for biblical values without apology. Thank you for Brother Bruce Borders, who is taking away time from his family, from his business, to serve in the State House, the people in this area, and he's taking a stand for righteousness. And his cohort, Bob Heaton, who's with us on these issues as well. Lord, may other men and women up there be encouraged by the stand that they're taking and by the contacts from people around the state in their area to say, stand for what's right. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Bless this preacher. Bless these people. Lord, may you send revival to every heart here. In Jesus' name, amen.